Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the mix. This is episode 38. That has a lot of episodes. I gotta stop saying that. I say that every time. But I'm Warren. That's Alardo. And today we have a pretty packed episode since we were gone for a while. I took a nice trip back home and we hung out and watched a lot of stuff in the meantime. So, today's episode, we have our main movie is The Suicide Squad, directed by James Gunn. We have Pig, Free Guy, Mugen Train, Dave Season 2, and High School Musical of the Series Season 2. But today, our feature film is The Suicide Squad, as I said, directed by James Gunn. It's a remake of, well... Yeah, it is a remake, right? That's technically a remake.
No, it's like a, I think it's just like a.
It's a try again. Because the other Suicide Squad movie didn't do so hot, so they did it again with different director, and yeah, how do you think it turned out?
I thought it was all right. You know, it's a fun, quick, like fast-paced action movie. Yeah.
It had a Guardians of the Galaxy vibes, but
yeah, huge Guardians vibe.
Yeah, which is like expected,
but it fits though for the Suicide Squad, I guess.
Yeah, it was pretty funny at parts.
Yeah, I didn't think much of it because I was just like, yeah, it's an action movie. It's just another comic book movie, you know.
Yeah,
and they're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly what you're coming for, you know.
Yeah, I guess it's such a saturated like genre now that we're just like. Yeah, whatever, you know? Yeah.
I do like all the characters, though. I feel like all the characters are unique and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Ratcatcher 2 is probably my favorite.
Mm.
I feel bad that they didn't, like, market her as much, but they probably did it on purpose to make you feel like she's gonna die, you know?
Yeah, I thought she was cool. Idris Elba was good. The whole cast was, like, pretty good.
I was expecting, honestly, even though, like, a lot of them died, I was still expecting, like shockers, you know? Like, there weren't really, except for one, which the one that I didn't want to die was the shocker to me. So I was like, oh, well. But I feel like, yeah, I don't know, like, I feel like James Gunn kept hyping it up, like, oh, everybody's gonna die. But I feel like the people that lived were like, yeah, I expected them to live, you know?
Yeah.
Like, everybody that died, I expected to die. Except for the one at the end.
Which, are we talking about the same... person?
Can we just spoil it? It's been like a few weeks. It's
just fucking spoil it.
Yeah, it was Polka Dot Man. I was like,
yeah, dude, I was so sad. I was like, dude, what?
Do you hear my dogs?
Yep. Very nice.
All right, I think they're good.
Okay. As they keep barking, but it's okay. But yeah, Polka Dot Man, I was so sad.
That was tragic, man. I like that actor too.
Yeah, he's really. I don't even know his name, but he's always like a crazy guy. Like, that's just his, like, character.
Oh, yeah, he was in the Dark Knight trilogy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he has that, like, face that's just like, I'm crazy. But, like, he allowed them to do that, like, they did, like, those scenes with the big ass, like, mom. Everybody has his mom. Those were so good. Yeah, those are probably the best jokes. I feel like Margot Robbie was like, or like Harley Quinn was kind of just there.
Like they kind of had to put her in there.
Yeah, like she didn't really fit with the rest of them, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel that. But whenever she did, like her scenes were really good, actually. Her action scenes. Actually, her storyline, too, was kind of like a... like a comic relief storyline.
Yeah.
With the whole javelin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like definitely like a side story vibe, but whatever. Is she going to get another movie?
Wild card. I'm pretty sure they wanted to do like another Birds of Prey, or like, but like the main like Batman villains, like Poison Ivy and I can't believe I'm forgetting the other one, but yeah, like that.
Okay, that'd be interesting. I don't think I've ever seen Poison Ivy on screen, so that'd be cool. Only in Lego Batman games.
There was one. I think it was Uma Thurman. like one of like the old ones of
Yeah,
Mr. Freeze.
I haven't seen the old ones. They were really cool villains in the Lego Batman game though. So
There's like every single Batman villain in those.
yeah, that's how I know all of them. It's like pretty cool. But yeah, so it'd be cool to see them like on screen in the modern age or whatever.
What'd you think of Peacemaker?
I thought, well,
John
like
Cena.
they like made a few jokes like with his name, right? I thought it was pretty funny. And then one of the highlights of the movie is them going him and Idris Elba like going through the camp having that little like macho killing competition. And then they find out that they're all good guys. That's pretty funny.
I'm
But
asking because he has his own TV show coming up on HBO Max.
like as Peacemaker?
Yeah.
Oh.
You see the post credits?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Well, in the post credits, it like shows that he's like still alive.
Oh, I guess I
So
missed
set
it.
it, yes, setting up his TV show. Yeah.
What? Wait, well, I'm gonna have to watch that scene because I don't even remember. I wasn't there one. There's another post-credit scene, right?
Oh yeah, the weasel.
Oh yeah, the weasel's still alive. That's when I was like, all right, I'm out. Like, I didn't think there was gonna be another
Yeah.
one, but damn.
I really like the opening actually, setting up the all those people dying
Oh yeah, the opening's really good. And
and then Yondu just he freaking screams and tries to run away.
yeah. Yeah, what's that guy's name?
Michael Rooker.
Yeah, I was like, oh, whistling guy.
Whistling.
But yeah, the lady, I don't know her name, but she was like really menacing too. Like she really could
Yeah.
played her role really well.
Viola Davis.
Yeah. What else can I say about it? I don't know, it's just a good movie overall, I'd say. Idris Elba is like easy to root for. But yeah, what would you give it out of five?
Give it a three.
Three?
That's what I give
Yeah.
all the way. All the Marvel movies is a three.
Damn. You think it's like because you're just like numb to it at this point? Is that like part of it?
Mainly it's because I wouldn't rewatch it again. I know like a lot of people who are like, oh yeah, I'd watch it again. But for me, it's like it was fun the first time. Second time, I'm probably not gonna like, just
Yeah.
pay attention.
That's true. That's where I'm at with this movie too, like a three. I wouldn't watch it again probably unless like yeah, I don't know. If I was being nice and somebody else
Yeah,
wanted to watch
like
it.
that's how I am with most Marvel movies, except for probably the Avengers
Yeah, the
movies.
Avengers movies are really rewatchable, which is cool.
Yeah,
And
even
like
like people like Thor Ragnarok, but like even that I can't really like
yeah.
rewatch again.
Yeah. I mean, what have I rewatched? Yeah, they're all the Avengers movies. That's pretty much it. That's true, huh? Well, yeah, pretty average movie. It's on HBO still, right?
I think it's off. They're only on there for like a month.
Well, I don't know where you watch it now, but I don't know if it's worth like searching out super hard. Just like wait for it to pop up
Let's
again
be honest.
somewhere.
If you wanted to watch it, you probably watched it by now.
Yeah, that's true. Super average. Okay, let's move on. Our second movie, which surprised me. Well, I didn't know about it until Elardo told me about it, is Pig, starring Nicolas Cage. Basically, the premise of it, if you don't know, is this guy, Nicolas Cage, he has this pet pig, and somebody steals it. And he goes after it. So. Yeah, do you want to
Whole
open with
premise
your,
right there.
yeah, do you want to open with your thoughts?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, like, what were you expecting? Were you expecting like this action movie? Or like something like John Wick?
Yeah, a little bit. I was expecting, yeah, more John
'Cause it's
Wick-ish.
actually not even like an
Yeah,
action
it's
movie
not
at
even
all.
close. Like, I wouldn't even say it's an action movie. I don't know what I was expecting, because I didn't want to expect action too much. Like, I don't know. I don't know why I didn't expect more action, but I should have. So, but yeah, it was really
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, it's my favorite movie of the year so far, other than Luca, but that's cheating because it's Pixar. But I like the story and the message. The message. Well, yeah, I don't want to spoil it, but there is a there's like a core like theme and message the movie like tries to say, and yeah, I just like stories like that. It's a character drama, not an action movie, and like I like stories where there's these two characters, and the entire movie they're just like trying to they're trying to learn more about each other, and it's like it's just like too easy for the writers because it's like. When they learn more about each other, it's like we're learning with them too, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, that's so easy, yeah.
Yeah.
And I like how serious, like, the movie takes it. And it's like, it never, like, feels like, you know, like, silly at all.
That's true.
Because of how serious they're taking it.
Yeah, it does not feel stupid or anything. Even though it's like, it turns out to be, like, a really yeah. small thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the twist, I don't know what to say about it. Like, it's good. It's just like it takes a turn I didn't expect. Not your typical Nicolas Cage movie for sure. Definitely his best one. So I read so when you play a movie on Amazon Prime, which is like this good thing, they give you like little fun facts about it. And one of them I read was that they cut the movie down by almost an hour. And I was trying to imagine what the movie would be like if it was an hour yeah. longer. And I'm actually glad that they cut it down because I feel like it was like perfect the way that they like the final cut was like.
Like everything that he had to do to get to the end point of the movie, I feel like belonged, you know. So like, yeah. what did they take out?
Yeah, so I'm kind of curious. And it all still makes sense too. Mm-hmm. The one thing I was confused about was like the underground. There was this one scene where Nicolas Cage is getting beat up, and I don't really know why. And then all of a sudden the guy gives him like the next like step or hint to go get the pig. Like it was so weird.
It's been a while since I watched it, but I remember it's because he had to go. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't really understand it. Maybe if I watched it again, I'd be like, oh, but at the time I was like, what the hell is happening? But like, I did expect stuff like that in a Nicolas Cage movie. So I was like, whatever, like just go with it. and yeah, it worked out. I liked, the guy, his co-star, I don't know his name. But
oh yeah, Alex Wolff.
Alex Wolff.
Always a troubled child. Or not even child, he's an adult in this movie.
Yeah, he's an adult, he's a good actor in this movie.
Yeah.
Him and the, his dad were huge standouts. Like, that scene, there's like the climax of the movie, all three of them are in the scene, and it, like, really good acting from the dad, especially.
He's only in it for like.
Yeah, he's not in it that much, but it was
15 minutes. Yeah.
It like it was enough for me to notice him. Like, wow, that's really good. And yeah, you I don't know. It seems like something not that interesting, but super interesting. You know,
it's super like just the character development and like the. Journey that they go on is just
really, yeah the real pig was the friendships stuff. They made along exactly. the way yeah. I was kind of laughing at that part like I texted a lot of that and I was just laughing to myself so stupid but yeah definitely record oh what would you give it out of five
but that's a easy four
wow I was yeah. gonna say I'll give it 4.5 because I loved it I was entertained I would watch it again Yeah, I also read, fun fact, that they only trained the pig for like 3 days, so the pig kept biting Nicolas Cage on set. I thought that was pretty funny. I could just imagine him being like, ah. but yeah, definitely go watch Pig. I rented it on Amazon Prime Video. But yeah, I'm sure there's other ways you can get it too. So, yeah. Hey, Vince, how's it going? Thanks for stopping by, dude. I am back. It's good to be back. But yeah, definitely right. Watch Pig. Our third movie, moving on, is Free Guy. Now, we didn't plan on watching this. It just happened. We watched it while we were back home, or while I was back home in the theater, starring Ryan Reynolds, everyone's favorite handsome, funny guy, huh? And yeah, it was pretty good. What did you think, Alardo?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was original, so there's that. Your dad might like it. Talks about like wanting to see more original stuff.
Oh yeah, true. There's,
the comedy is good. I was laughing kind of a lot. And there's actually a lot of heart, like, by the end of it. It's like, it's a feel-good movie, so I like that a lot too.
Yeah. It touches on romance without making me feel like icky about it. So that I like that. Like it was like tolerable. So that was good. What else? It was kind of like Ready Player One, but not really. Like I don't want to say it's Ready Player One if Ready Player One was good, but like
I didn't watch that movie.
it's like
It reminded me of Lego, the Lego movie, and
yeah, I
there's
like that
another
it
one
didn't
that
take
was
itself
spoken of.
seriously. Like it was just like, you know, a Ryan Reynolds movie. But it had a good story, so yeah. It was a really good movie overall, I would say. I can't even
Yeah,
think.
I don't know what else to say about it, because it's just like,
Yeah. The big thing is like the romance didn't make me feel like gross, so I was okay with it. 'Cause it ended up
I
being a
can't.
big deal.
Yeah.
Sorry, go.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, I kept watching interviews after, and he kept saying like he wants to make like a 80s, 90s movie, like where it's just like you feel good by the end of it, and that's what he did.
Yeah, I would say that
So.
was what he did. It's a good, would you say it's a family movie? I can't remember if there was anything like super.
Yeah, it is a good family movie. There are like, I'm pretty sure there was an innuendo there somewhere. He
Yeah.
says the F word.
Oh
He
yeah.
does drop an F bomb.
I think it's fine. Oh, Taika Waititi is really good in it.
He's funny.
Yeah,
I feel
he's
like he'd even
super
have
funny.
like his. I feel like he didn't follow the script at all. He just made his own shit, and they're like, "All
It's
right,
probably
it works better than what we wrote, so whatever."
Yeah, you're probably right. And he looks really good in that long coat, by the way. I was like, wow, I
Oh
want one of
yeah,
those now,
he looks like a real yeah,
like badass.
like he owned the place. Yeah, a
Yeah.
boss. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, fucking sick. And then there's that kid that we talked about. He's in Stranger Things, right?
Oh, Steve Harrington.
Yeah, he's we got somehow got to like him not washing his hair, which
Because he
like
said that. He said he doesn't wash his hair.
yeah, he doesn't wash his hair. And it's like you look at him and you're like, yeah, you don't wash your hair, dude. It's so greasy. It's disgusting. Like wash your hair, dude. Like head and shoulders. But
He can do
anyways,
whatever he wants.
yeah, I mean he was pretty good in the movie. But yeah, I was just like, ugh, your hair is so greasy, man. Not the point. But anyway, yeah, everybody was pretty good in it. The effects were really good. My dad might not like it actually because of all the
Oh yeah,
CG.
because
He's like,
it is
ugh,
full of.
they gotta smack me in the face with CG, and it's like, ugh.
I mean, it's a video game movie. Like, it's supposed to be like, it's
That's
supposed,
true.
that's the
They have a good
feel.
excuse. Like it needs CG. Yeah. But I had a good time watching that. That was a good feel good movie. What would you give it out of 5?
I'll also give it a 4. It's
Ooh.
also, it's.
Free Guy and Pig getting the same rating though?
I mean, they're different. I also gave, like, I said 3 to Wonder Woman 1984, and I give 3s to all my Marvel
That's
movies.
true.
There's
That's why
that.
we need half points, dude. Half points like give you the
I know.
difference. 'Cause like I'll give Free Guy a 4. 'Cause it was a solid
Yeah.
movie. But yeah, definitely go watch. I don't know if it's still in theaters or not, but
Think it might be. Maybe not. Yeah.
yeah, especially if you like Ryan Reynolds. He's so easy to root for too, like I love this character and like his storyline's really good. Yeah. Anything else you want to say about it before we move on?
Go watch it.
Yeah. We didn't really spoil it, so that's
Yeah.
really good. okay, moving on. We have the Demon Slayer movie, Mugen Train. I watched it like a long time ago, but I've been pushing Alardo ever since I was like peer pressured him into watching Demon Slayer. I was like, you have to watch the movie. And he watched the movie.
I mean, yeah, it's
So
necessary. It's like the next
yeah, it's literally like the next thing after the
next
first
arc.
season.
Is
Yeah.
that the new term?
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, what'd you think of it?
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't know that. I thought that was like that blew my mind. Like that animes do that. That they if an arc is better paced, I spit. I was disgusting. If an arc is better paced for a movie, then they'll do it, you know? Like, they'll, like, take a break from the show and let's do a movie instead. And I thought that was genius, you know?
Mm.
But overall, I did like the twists and turns. Because I like the... can I spoil it? It's been, like, 2 years, right?
Like, yeah, spoil it.
I like that the... It, like, I was like, whoa, when it revealed that the train was the demon. Oh. It was the demon train. Oh, my God. Yeah, just, like... And there's just like stuff like that the entire movie where I'm just like, whoa. It's like, yeah, twist and turn, this roller coaster, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that setting of like, it's on this train and there's a villain and they have to like fight it. And I liked the ending because it sets the stakes for the next season.
See, so I would have liked the ending except for that one thing where Super Int by... fucking I forget all their names already, but he fucking ran Tanjiro? In
his name's Mike. I don't know.
Wait, what'd you say?
Oh, Tanjiro.
Oh yeah, Tanjiro. Oh, dude, it's been so long. But anyway, like, he runs in and he fucking like fucks the guy up when he's trying to like go one for one, like trade even one life for one, and he the demon gets away. I was like, dude, just fuck off, let him like make it worth, you know? I was so pissed. But like,
I had a feeling he was gonna get away, because I was just like, you know, we'll get you next season, demon.
Dude, but it could have been so even. It could have been so worth it. But nope, he just dies. Oh, so painful, man. But, yeah. I don't even know when season 2 is coming out. But now that you said it, like, I didn't think about that. Like, it would just be better paced as a movie, so let's just make it a movie. I thought they were just trying to take my money, you know? It's like, fuck, I have to buy this movie now. Like, fuck. But it was super worth it, though.
That is good on their part, actually. Yeah, they are taking your money, actually.
Yeah, like, fuck. I was like, I have to buy a movie. But yeah, overall, super good. I like that the train was the demon, too. And then there's that Thunder Kid. It's so annoying, man. The whole show, I just, like, can't stand him at this point. what else? It wasn't super anything like different or like, well, not different, but like super crazy different from the show. So,
yeah, it was like literally just like another arc. Right?
Yeah. It was like a continuation of the show.
Like 4 more episodes.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, what would you give it out of 5?
Yeah, it's a solid 3. I would not watch it again.
I go 3.5 because I really liked the show.
Yeah.
Ending could have made me happy, but it didn't, so 3.5. But yeah, definitely go watch it. Go watch the show first. Show's really good. Especially if you like anime.
I feel like you'd be lost as hell if you just wanted to see the movie, right?
Don't go straight to the movie, you need to watch season 1 of the show.
There's not even a recap or anything.
It's yeah.
Like, here's where we left off.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like, this movie doesn't make sense unless you watched our show. So yeah, go watch the show and then watch the movie. But yeah, let's move on. We also have Dave season 2, Lil Dicky's TV show running on FX and Hulu. It's just like, how would you describe that show? Like, how do I sum that show up? It's like him becoming a rapper, like Lil Dicky becoming Lil Dicky. Which is pretty much it.
Life as a becoming a rapper.
Yeah,
or like his career.
Yeah. I'm curious how much of it is, like, real and how much he's, like, making up. Because, like, it's hard to say. But what were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I liked the season. I liked it better than last season, actually. Like, most of these episodes, I feel like I could... Like, they're more memorable than last season. Like, if I think about last season, I don't even remember. But this one, there were, like... What I liked about the show a lot is, even though it's called Dave, all the supporting cast, like all of his like friends all also like have their time to shine, you know? Mm. And some of them even have their own like episodes.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
Yeah. I agree.
And just the storylines themselves in the episodes are really interesting. Like, and they're not even like exactly funny. It's just like you just want to watch it though. There are comedic moments, but it's like what is happening, you know?
Yeah.
You just want to like see what happens.
I honestly thought
the endings are pretty sad too.
Yeah, like, I thought this was more of, like, a drama almost. Like, I didn't even consider it really a comedy. Yeah, there's just so much drama. Like you said, like most of this episodes ended like so sad. Like,
Yeah,
damn.
they're
Like,
only like, other than the finale, which has a really good ending, like I feel like every time I ended the episode, I was like, shit, you can never catch a break.
yeah, super unlucky, dude. Oh, not to spoil it, but he fumbled the bag with Doja Cat, dude. It's fucking crazy. Like,
Oh yeah.
I was like so surprised. Like, why would you say all that stuff? But like, I don't want to totally spoil it. But like, ugh, I was like, what are you doing, man? A dramedy, maybe. Yeah, I would. Would you say it's a dramedy? Does that qualify as a dramedy?
I think I'd still call it a comedy, because it's like, I don't know, for some reason it feels misleading to call it a drama.
But isn't it misleading to just call it a comedy, though?
I feel like when you call it a comedy and then you see what they're showing, it's like, damn. But it's still, it's like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I really liked the episode where he's at Rick Rubin's house and he's like floating in the thing. Didn't like that he was like naked bald himself.
Yeah, that was
That was
terrifying.
weird as
But
fuck.
I
I
think that's the
hated it.
point.
Yeah. Ugh, super weird. But I just, you know what I really want? I want him to release the music because I like the music and it's not anywhere and I would like to hear full versions of it. So, and I keep seeing like he might release it, so, or like he's gonna release it, so I'm just waiting. Like, hurry up and release it. But yeah, standout, I would say, is definitely Gata.
Yeah.
Gata and, what's the Asian girl's name?
Emma.
Emma. Her episode was really good too. Like, I felt bad for her. And I like the
Oh,
whole
yeah.
backstory of them working as ad people. I like the whole flashback thing. It was really good.
Oh, you know
But
what's cool?
yeah.
The director of the season finale. I used to follow her on Twitter, and she's the reason I started watching the show, is because she kept saying how good it was. And then Dave also, or Dave Bird, little Dickie, he also saw her like talking about her show, so he asked her to direct, or if she wanted to direct. And yeah, that was she directed that season finale, so that's pretty cool.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then what else? I hope he keeps doing this. Like, he has like this one big performance. Like, both seasons had one. Like, last one was jail, and then this one's the his like VMAs performance or whatever. And
Yeah.
it's really interesting to see. Like, it goes straight from this like music video vibe to the show, and I think it's a really cool kind of transition, or like, I don't know what else to call it, but. It's a really interesting side of like behind the scenes look into like a videos music video kind of thing, I think. But yeah, you said it's better than season one.
I liked it better in season one, yeah.
I think it
I didn't know
is.
this, but people didn't like how he was so self-centered in season one. So I feel like if they like stuck with the show, they'll like it a lot.
I feel
Like
like
they'll
he's
like it way more.
pretty self-centered in this season too, actually. Well, but that's like the whole thing. He like
Yeah, he's like trying to, yeah, exactly. It's like they're
yeah,
trying to, yeah.
but like it's set up by season one technically. I don't know, I like both, whatever. But yeah, out of five, season two.
Yeah, I'd say it's a four. It's pretty good.
I'll also
Worth
give
a
it a
watch. I
four.
don't watch a
Wow.
lot of TV, so
Yeah, me neither actually. But very good show. Definitely recommend. It's on Hulu and FX. I don't know when season three is gonna be. I hope he releases the music. Especially if you like rap and hip hop, definitely watch the show. It's like it has some like Atlanta vibes, but it's like different. So I like it. And now
you
I
think
don't
they do a
know.
crossover?
Ooh. I don't know. I feel like Childish Gambino like wouldn't fuck with Lil Dicky.
I
Like,
feel that. I feel that. I want to see Darius and Gata, though. I want to see them
yeah. Oh, that would be sick.
interact.
That'd be so funny. Oh, yeah, I hope it happens, but I don't know. I just don't think so.
Don't think so either.
It's like, what has Childish Gambino even been doing? Like, I haven't
I
even.
think they're, well, actually, I don't know if they're filming season three yet. I
I
know they're
thought they were
still like,
making it.
yeah, I know it's still on like it's coming. I don't know if they started filming it. Just everybody in that show is like huge now, so I don't even know
how to
get everybody together, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I feel like they would, like, they all seem like it's not like a passion project, but like, you know what I mean? They care about it enough to like make time for it.
That's true.
But yeah. Anyway, moving on to our, I shouldn't have left this for last, man. High School Musical, the musical, the series, season two.
You don't gotta sigh after you say it.
Well, what are your thoughts?
Come on. It's pretty good. I mean,
is
I
it?
I don't know. I watch it and it's like, all right. You know, I don't feel like I waste my time when I watch it. But other than that, it's like, all right. That's all I have to say about it, you know?
Yeah. Last time we talked about it, I was like mildly engaged. And then like toward the end, it kind of like really just like lost me. Oh,
worn out its welcome.
It was like big yikes. Like so much cringe. Dude, like
it kind of left it on another cliffhanger. But
oh, yeah.
They didn't announce the season three yet, so what's happening?
Yeah, and then that montage at the end kind of made me feel like they weren't going to do a season three. But, like, the story needs a season three, so it's like,
yeah,
what are you guys going to do here?
What do you think about all the couples?
I don't care about them, really. Like,
do you think Ricky and Gina are endgame?
I don't know.
What am I even asking you?
No, yeah, no, they're not. I don't know.
I think they are.
You think they are still?
What else are they going to do? Just end the show here. But then that girl is like, summer's here, Wildcats, or something like that, right? So she's like hinting at a season three.
Yeah, and then Ricky is talking to that other girl from the other school, yeah. Even though she was like forcing the whole time, and he like her the whole time. And then all of a sudden he's like, I don't know, whatever.
Nene's gonna be produced or something.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I just honestly, I feel like season one was like pretty good overall, and then this one kind of really lost me in the second half. Like, super lost me. I can't even like explain. Like, it's just so much cringe stuff that happened. and I just couldn't stand it anymore. So yeah, what would you give it out of 5 though? Just season 2.
Just season 2? Yeah, it's like a 3.
Man, I'm going to go...
Just as good as... Yeah.
Just as good as what?
Oh, no, nothing. I was going to make a dumb joke.
I'd give it a 2. I didn't enjoy it that much. Honestly, it was on track for a 3 until, like, the last, like, 3 episodes, I'd say. That's when I started, like, struggling. I didn't feel like they didn't even show that much of the musical, no?
Like, no. Yeah, I don't think so. Because they've been doing that throughout the season, right? So they're just like, we can't show.
Yeah, I liked season one more because it was like, they showed like the finished, like they showed more of the actual show, you know what I mean? I feel like.
I see what you're saying. There was more story in the.
Yeah.
In the final, yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of felt like. It was working around the show kind of thing. Like, here's before the show. They talk, little musical number. And then, the show happened and now we're talking about it, even though we hardly saw the show. And like, cheesy line. But yeah.
What do you think about Nene and Ricky breaking up? I don't think we talked about that last time.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't get that far. Like, I thought it was, like, good. Like, they should have broke up.
Do you feel like one actor wasn't putting in enough emotion because... I think the other one is putting a little too much because...
Yeah, it was, like, a little too real, it felt like, in that breakup scene. Like, she was crying really hard.
Meanwhile, the other one wasn't really, you know, not even a tear.
Yeah, he was working hard to act sad, I feel like. So... Maybe some real life vibes there. She was crying really hard. Now that I'm thinking about it again, I was like, damn, what, like, chill.
Yeah, who's breaking up with who? Just
But
kidding. It's just a show.
yeah, it's just a show, guys. It's just,
They're professionals. They're
exactly.
professionals.
Like, we shouldn't read into it at all.
Exactly.
But yeah, I doubt there's gonna be a season three, dude. There's no way.
Yeah. I feel like they
And
would have announced it by now.
all people are gonna be watching is like how they interact on screen. Like, yeah, they're probably gonna
Well,
just drop it.
yeah.
Oh, what were you gonna say?
Driver's License came out while they were filming season two. I didn't know that. Yeah,
Oh, that's
so.
so awkward. Well, oh wow. Hey, that's pretty good acting then. If they had to do that while in that situation, like, I give them props. Like, holy shit. Wow. I couldn't really tell that much. Only like in some parts, like I was like, "Ooh, maybe it's." But then I was like, "Oh, maybe I'm just in my own head." Like, I think that because I already know what happened. But I don't know. Now that you tell me that,
Yeah.
I don't know. But then again, if you pay them enough, they'll do a season three. You know, like, and Disney got money. But yeah, I don't know. I'm cool
They
if you
do got
don't
money.
like. I don't care either way, Disney. Do whatever you want. Kind of a shitty note to end on, huh? But oh well. There's a bunch of new music. So Kanye's dropping, Drake is dropping on Thursday. I'm super excited about that. So like that's the main thing that's been
Oh
going
yeah,
on.
look at the Kanye.
Yeah, Donda. It
Yeah, what'd you think of it?
was okay. Okay, well, at first you listen to it. This is like how most recent like Kanye albums go. You listen to it and you're like, "What the fuck?" And then and then you listen to it like two or three more times and then some of the songs kind of like grow on you. And like that's kind of how Kanye's music is, I feel like. So, there's a few tracks on there now that I saved to my library, but like it took three or four listens of the whole album for me to be like, oh, "Okay, this has some good stuff in it." It's a weird, like, kind of Kanye thing that he has going there. But I think it's definitely worth listening to. It's got some God themes in there. It's really, like, way too long. Like, it's 90 minutes. It's a movie length. Super long, but unnecessarily long. But yeah, if you're a hip hop fan, you're gonna listen to it. You already listened to it. Definitely listen to Drake, though. Drake on Thursday, I'm excited. Do you see that cover art?
Oh, I think I did
Yeah,
actually.
it's like the
Yeah.
emoji pregnant.
Yeah.
And like he has like some shirts that say some like weird shit on it, like Tumblr quotes or whatever. I was like, yeah, I
His
would
lyrics.
so wear that. Yeah, it's like lyrics I don't know yet, but I will, so. But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. So yeah, the music world's popping right now. Oof. But yeah, that's pretty much all I had for this episode. We have a packed. Oh, I was gonna say we have a packed next episode, but we really don't. It just looks packed to me, I think.
Yeah.
What's the next big release that we're waiting for? Do you know?
Shang-Chi. Or you mean after this?
Yeah, just like in
Including.
general, like a big thing that we're actually or you're excited for.
Well, I'm not excited for it, but like, if everybody else is going to watch it, then we are too, right? Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because if that's the case, then there's Eternals, and Spider-Man is the huge one in December.
Oh, Spider-Man is the one I'm gonna be excited about.
Oh,
It's,
there's Venom.
oh yeah, Venom. Oh, oh yeah, Venom too. Like we'll watch it, but like Spider-Man, that's gonna be good. Oh, there's the trailer. Do you want to talk about that trailer? Did you?
I don't think there's.
Oh
Yeah, I
yeah, there's
don't
not really much to talk about, I
know.
guess. I was gonna. Well, yeah. We'll save it for later. Whatever.
Oh, I did watch the Andrew Garfield movies for the first time.
Oh, like all
And
of them?
I actually. Yeah, well, there's only two of
Oh, well, yeah,
them.
all two of them.
I don't know. For some reason, it feels like there's like,
Yeah, I
I
feel like he
don't
had a
know.
trilogy for some reason, but yeah, there is only two.
I actually like them. They're pretty good. The first movie was like, they were struggling. I feel like they were. I would have not liked to write that first movie because they were like so like they were trying so hard to write around like not trying to write the same thing again, but they're like, oh, we kind of have to though. And it's like,
Yeah.
yeah, it repeats a lot of the same stuff. Even the I missed the part where that's my problem. They do the same thing again. But he's like, not my, he's like, not my policy. Like, well, doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah. Did you think he was too cool to be Spider-Man? Or too cool to be Peter Parker?
I don't know. I did like his Peter Parker, actually. Like, I was still... Yeah, I don't know. The thing about those movies, though, is that he was kind of chosen to be Spider-Man. And that, I don't feel like that's not how Spider-Man's supposed to be, you know?
You're right, yeah.
It's like, it just so happens I got bitten by a spider. But in that movie, it's kind of like he was destined to be bitten by a spider.
Mm. Hmm.
Without saying any spoilers.
Yeah. What do you think of, like, the villains they used and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. They're cool. That's the thing, too. In those movies, it's like... In the Tobey Maguire ones, it's like he's a hero because he wants to be a hero, right?
Mm.
But in the Andrew Garfield ones, he has to, like, be the hero because who else can, like, fight the things that he's fighting?
Yeah.
It's like there's a lizard. Like, who else can fight this fucking lizard that will kill everybody?
That's true.
Meanwhile, in, like, the Maguire ones, there's Green Goblin, which is, like... I mean, yeah, like, he...
Like, pretty normal, yeah, sure, like, beatable.
Still has to fight him. Like, only he can fight him, but it's, like... Yeah.
That's true. You're right.
I just get the sense, like, he's doing it because it's the right thing, not because he has to, you know?
But I think that's good that it's different. Like...
Yeah.
Like, he has to. Like, oh, shit. Like, I have to. Like, it's like a chore, almost.
Emma Stone is actually, like, a really good part... Like, big part of those movies, too, though.
Yeah, she is.
Like, if she wasn't... If she wasn't a part of those, they wouldn't be as good as they were, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
The second one isn't even that bad. I actually like the second one, like, more than the first one.
Wow. I have to rewatch them. I forget, but...
Yeah, I was rewatching them for No Way Home.
Oh. So, like, is it confirmed that they're all going to be in it, or...?
I mean... I want to say yeah.
So, like, well,
not confirmed, but I think they are. If they're not, then I'll just be like, all right, whatever.
Damn. Taking
my hopes up.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, what else is... What the fuck is Tobey Maguire doing? Like, nah, I'm too busy. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Even Andrew Garfield, like, what is he doing right now? Like,
he's in a musical.
Oh, my God. Is he really?
From Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Interesting.
It's going to be on Netflix. I don't know when, though.
Are we going to watch that?
We could if you want to.
I don't. Well, Andrew Garfield, though, like, singing. Isn't that fucking funny? I can't even imagine him singing.
But he's British. He probably...
He's probably really West good,
End.
Yeah.
Yeah, West End or something.
I don't know. Maybe I'll, like, watch a trailer or something and we'll decide. So maybe. We'll get back on that. But yeah, as I said, it's pretty much all we had for this episode. Next episode, we have Shang-Chi, Willy's Wonderland. Actually, this time we have Willy's Wonderland. We've said that for like 3 episodes now, yeah. Never talked about it. But yeah, Willy's Wonderland. He's all that.
Yes.
Yeah, so like on stream, on my gaming stream, Alardo made me react to the trailer. Oh man, it was so cringe. And I was like, no way I'm watching that for the podcast. But Elardo convinced me. He was like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Like, what'd you say?
It wasn't. People are acting like it's the worst fucking thing they've ever seen in their entire lives. But it's like a Disney Channel movie. And that's not like the worst thing ever.
Dude.
There are good Disney Channel movies.
Like what? What's a good Disney
High School
Channel
Musical.
Movie? Oh, no it isn't.
Alright, if we're being serious, give me till next episode.
Okay. I'll write it here. Elardo needs to name a good Disney Channel movie.
I mean, High School Musical is a good Disney Channel movie.
Not in my opinion.
Like in Cheetah Girls, I don't know. I'm sure there's at least one.
Is Sky High a Disney Channel movie?
It's not.
Damn, I was gonna say that counts, but
that is a good thing. Yeah.
Oh, Elardo needs to take care of something, so I will handle it for now. But yeah, that's
I'm
what.
good. I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, okay, he's good. But yeah, that's what we have next episode. Oh, I said Willy's Wonderland. He's all that, and Reminiscence, the Hugh Jackman movie, on HBO. I'm up for anything Hugh Jackman, man. Anything he does, I'll watch.
Yeah.
He's one of those actors for me, so should be interesting. But yeah, so I'll get my plugs in. Follow us on socials for sure. We have Instagram and Twitter at Mixed Podcasting. That's where our Instagram is actually the main one to follow. We post like little clips of our episodes from here, and we post when we're gonna go live next. So definitely give that a follow if you enjoy. Also, if you like the live show here on Twitch, be sure to drop a follow. We do the show live here every other Wednesday night. And we usually do them at like 8 p.m. PST, but now we're thinking of moving to 7 p.m. PST to make it a little earlier. But yeah, be sure to drop a follow. Shout out to Vince and Oscar for hanging out and stopping by. We appreciate you guys for stopping by the live show. And yeah, you have any closing thoughts, Alardo?
I'm sweating like crazy.
Yeah, it's hot as fuck. But yeah, stay cool, everybody, and we will see you next time on The Mix. See ya.